festival stampede. There is a very sad story coming out of the Cambodian capital, Phnom Penh, this morning. More information is coming out by the minute, but briefly, here is what we know as of 7 o'clock this morning. More than 300 people were killed and hundreds were injured last night after a stampede broke out among crowds taking part on the last night of the city's huge water festival. People panicked as they tried to make their way over a newly built and densely packed bridge that crosses from the mainland over the Basak River to Diamond Island. They were on their way to a concert which was to conclude the water festival. Reporter Julie Messis of the Christian Monitor quotes one man who was on the bridge as saying that the structure became completely clogged at 9 p.m. and the stampede broke out about 11 p.m. His legs were injured and he was unable to get off the bridge until 1 a.m. As is typical of such situations, the exact cause of the stampede is still unclear at this time. Reuters reported that a scare was set off when several people were electrocuted from an unknown source. CNN, interviewing Steve Finch, a journalist with the Phnom Penh Post, reported that Cambodian police sparked the stampede by firing a water cannon at pedestrians to get them to move off the bridge. The government denied anyone was electrocuted, but a doctor, who declined to be identified publicly, said the main cause of death was suffocation and electrocution. Police were among the dead, Finch said. What is known is that the crowd was huge. Some estimates say as many as 4 million people attended this year's festival.